Hello, Audible. Today is the 25th day of marching on, 25 March 2015.
9 months to Christmas.
9 months to Christmas. So, make a baby today.
Yeah.
Be born at Christmas. Again, didn't do a boo yesterday, sorry about that. But today I'm responding to Spinner Girl and Kaz and Sam about the last meal. That's a very hard one because I love food. I'm a foodie. I like to cook it. I like to eat it. I like Kaz's meal, actually, except for the dessert and the onion rings. I mean, I do like onion rings, but I prefer the, not the battered ones, but the breaded ones. But the, I think if I had to have a last meal, I think all the vegan stops will have to come out. Like, no vegan.
Yeah, well, that's what I said. If you're going to have a last meal, you don't have to worry about the consequences, do you?
Well, I don't know. I mean, I just feel about what I want to eat. I just think about what I want to eat, and I start feeling sick just thinking about it. I wouldn't want to feel crappy after my last meal.
Why not? You're going to be hanged in the morning. It doesn't matter.
So, you know, it's very kind of, it has that mystique, you know, what death row inmates order for the last meal. I heard that lately they have to, like, have it under $25, which kind of takes the mystique out of it.
Rough.
Yeah.
With all the money they get spent on having them on death row, you think they could fork out for a decent meal? If you had to, if you said it had to be under $100, I think that'd be reasonable. But $25?
I think that's what the state allows.
Yeah, well.
Well, I have a problem with death penalty. That's not the subject. Death penalty is the most barbaric thing on the planet, but let's not. All right. Let's think. First of all, I have a problem with this because I like so many things, but they kind of don't go together in one meal. And my sense of aesthetics isn't going to let me order that, you know? It's really stupid because who cares? Because you're like, that's it.
And it's your last meal.
Because I always say that my favorite food on the planet, if I had to take one food to a desert island, it would be mashed potatoes with butter and salt. So I guess I'd have to have a side of that, even though it doesn't go with the rest of it, just because it's my favorite food. But I think I would start with potato skins, I think. Yeah, I like Kaz's idea. In this kind of ranch and sour cream dip. Bread and butter, for sure. I love fresh bread and butter. The main probably would be some kind of Italian dish, like a baked cannelloni with like cheese and spinach or, cheese or a baked cannelloni and like bechamel sauce or, but not too creamy because I don't like cream sauce so much. It makes me feel sick. So, but kind of like a filled pasta with some veg. Maybe aubergine and cheese. Yeah, actually. A baked ziti or a baked cannelloni with aubergine and cheese. For dessert, I would have to be, well, it's my last meal, so I'm going to have like this. A nice piece of like either a lemon cheesecake or a lemon meringue pie. Probably a lemon meringue pie. Or a key lime pie.
Good one.
Yeah, good one. And a nice piece of red velvet cake. I mean, hey, it's my last meal. I'm allowed to have to choose more than one thing, right?
Yeah.
And I don't need any alcohol because I'm not a big alcohol fan.
What would you drink
for me? What would I drink? Pineapple juice.
Right, no hot drink? What do you call it?
I'd probably wash it all with a nice cup of maybe a nice cup of tea. Earl Grey tea. But then I'd want a latte, and then I'd want a chai latte, and then I'd want a hot chocolate, and then I'd want an espresso. But wash that with another cup of tea, and then ask very nicely if I could also have another last meal, because it was so good. Do you want to say what yours?
Oh,
and have like a little biscuit with a tea, like a tiny one, like a little one.
Well, that's a really good question. A biscotti. Question,
Or another dessert I could have is something called mille foglie. It's kind of Italian. I like the Italian motif. That's like this kind of custardy cream with these phyllo. No, but I'd prefer the lemon meringue. No, I'll stick with the lemon meringue and a piece of red velvet cake.
Starters. Oh, so many good things you have.
A Vegemite sandwich.
I could have
mushrooms.
I could have some really nice, like, garlic bread that you make. Like, homemade garlic bread. Like, not,
yeah. Yeah, I don't like the pizza crust garlic bread. No, I only like the, kind of French stick.
No, but I mean, but, like, you want it crispy on the outside and soft and buttery on the inside. Mm-mm. If you've never had homemade garlic bread, then you haven't lived. BBC News notification. BBC News. You can
no, Callum apologize to victims of contaminated. Callum Skink is lovely.
So maybe I can have some Callum Skink.
Callum Skink and garlic bread.
That would work.
Yeah.
Actually, that would work. Callum Skink and homemade garlic bread. Fresh garlic bread.
All right.
Okay, so that's
okay. We sorted you out.
Burger chips. No. Maybe, but if it was my last meal and if it was like home cooked and really good quality and I could damn the consequences.
Nice steak.
Maybe a really nice meat lasagna.
Oh, I thought of lasagna.
Because I do like lasagna.
Lasagna does rock the house.
It does, and I've had to stop having it because of all the cheese.
Oh, bless.
I can get meat lasagna with vegan cheese.
Nah. Come on. It's...
That would work. No, for a last meal, you'd have the real deal, but...
Oh, like for real, you mean?
Yeah, for real. Tell you folks, Nama has found this vegan cheese that's like cheddar flavour, and it really is pretty good. I just had a hot dog with a vegetable sausage and vegan cheese on a wholemeal bun with barbecue sauce, and it was really, really good. I really enjoyed it a lot.
Bless.
Nice lasagna, and I would have to have chocolate mousse.
For of dinner. Course. Yeah.
Absolutely, but a really good one.
Without any disturbances from fruit and mint.
Yeah, no fruit, no crap like that. You know, like good, strong chocolate mousse.
Dark.
Yeah.
And then a mint, an after-dinner mint, of course.
Yeah, with a cup of tea.
Yeah.
Sounds good.
That doesn't sound bad. I think we should all have our last meals this week and then have another one. Like, not actually have our last meal, but have what we would have.
Yeah, that'd be a fun event, wouldn't it? To have a last meal.
God, that would be expensive.
Yeah, you'd have to be a small gathering because for each person to get their own meal.
That would be so cool.
But it'd be interesting.
Maybe for my 50th birthday.
Have a last meal.
A last meal night.
Last meal night.
We'll invite like 10 people.
And everyone gets to have what their last meal. Interesting.
Right, so you better hold off, Kaz, yeah. Sam, Kate.
Stay alive for another Stay 10 there. Years.
10 years.
Another 9 or 8 years.
Hey! Pretty soon you say 2 years. I'm not 42 yet.
No, but that in 4 months.
Well,
and one day.
No, but I'm still 41.
Yes, but it's 8 years and a few months, not 9 years.
Look, we can have a late one.
I'm not going to have a late birthday party for my cookie. I hit a big 4-0 this year.
Yes, yes.
Still don't 100% know where I'm going to be for it.
Hopefully alive.
Well, yes, that.
Hopefully not flying
country,
from... I don't
know which country I'm going
to
be.
Hopefully not flying from Spain to Germany.
Yeah, no, exactly.
God. I'm freaked out by that, by the way. Freaked out.
Well, don't forget what you read about this. The Airbus A320 has had 0.14 crashes per million flights.
How do you have a 0.14 crash?
Well,
you just scrape the bottom, or...?
No, we don't.
How do you have 14% of a crash?
Well, no, you don't, but it's like... to get to one, you've got to multiply it by about 8, probably. So it's probably about 1 in, like, 7.5 million flights. One crash for every 7.5 million flights. That's a pretty good stat, you have to admit.
It's a good stat if you're not on that plane.
Well, yes.
If you're on that plane, it's a pretty shitty stat.
But my point is that the chances of you being on that plane are about 1 in 7.5 million.
When you're there, it's 100%.
Well, yes. But...
And on that lovely note, have a safe flight, everyone.
Bye. What's recording? Button.